Def Leppard's album Hysteria was their fourth album, released in 1987. It topped the US and UK album charts, and as of 2009, it was 12 times platinum.
Oh my God.
Sales.
Crazy.
In the United States, it has gone on to sell over 20 million copies worldwide. We do the gold and platinum at the end of the show. Hysteria, Def Leppard, one of the greatest albums of all time.
Agreed.
And we have Def Leppard. They were in the Bristol Farms green room. Are they waiting outside? Is that the doorbell? Get those guys in here. Rick Allen, Vivian Campbell, and Phil Collins.
Legends.
All
are
here.
You
look
kidding me?
Look at this.
This is incredible.
Look at this.
Hi.
Come on in. How are you doing, Vivian? Nice to see you. Have a seat.
Hang out.
Friend.
Get comfy.
Phil, nice to see you. We talked on the phone before.
Absolutely. How you doing?
Good to see you. Oh,
Rick,
you got the bum.
Thank
hand,
you for
I
coming
see.
In. Nice
no
to see you.
Problem.
Yeah, and Rick lost an arm on the way over.
Oh.
We're screwed.
Hand, you know,
the
you
wheels are falling off the wagon.
He left in the Bristol Farm green room.
We sound great, though.
Yeah. I don't so doubt that.
Between us, we can play a guitar and a kick drum.
I know, really.
So, thank you guys for coming in.
Happy belated, right?
Thank you. Yeah, it was yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Thank you. It's wonderful.
Yeah, last time we talked to you, Phil, it was on the phone. You guys were doing a show in Santa Barbara at the Santa Barbara Bowl.
Oh, okay,
there.
Right.
And we talked to you on the phone. And yeah, if you get a chance to see Def Leppard, definitely go see them. I guess I was telling you earlier, I had the Union Jack, you know, sleeveless when I was young and just sported that thing till I think I wore it through. It looked like a battle flag.
Yeah, right.
At the end, because it just had holes and just wore
tattered.
It through. But yeah, one of the greatest albums of all time, Hysteria. And you've done, when you were at the Hard Rock doing your residency, you played
it. We've done the whole album all the way through,
beginning to end.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was really cool. We actually got asked to do the residency, and then they said, oh, by the way, could you do Hysteria all the way through? We're like, we wanted to do that for years. No one's ever asked us to do that, and we've actually wanted to do an album all the way through.
This was the first time they've asked you to do that?
Yeah.
That's
and
insanity.
We wanted to do that, because Cheap Trick used to do that, even in the 70s.
Yeah.
They'd do an album. We thought, how cool is that? But, yeah, first time it came up. So but we made it really special. We didn't want to just do the same old thing. We actually was our own support act as well. So we'd go on for 45 minutes and play B-sides, stuff off the first album, High and Dry all the way through, Pyromania, most of that. And then we'd go off, you know, have different equipment.
Change clothes.
Absolutely. Have a shower. Seriously.
Right.
And then
pull
we'd come back. Absolutely. Yeah, pull it off. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'd go on and do Hysteria all the way through, which was killer.
See, that's the kind of gig as a musician, because I'm not a traveler type, so I'd be a horrible musician. Well, I'd be a horrible musician for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, her singing voice is great.
Awful. But that's the kind of gig I would like, because you're in one space for 2 months. So you got the wife and the kids or whatever it is, and it's like, do you get the room service too? They just, when you eat dinner, they just bring it up to where you're staying, all that?
I guess they do. We didn't do that. I mean,
what?
You know, you're at the mercy of the hotel, so you know what. Depends on what you eat.
It sounds like the best.
That's true.
Now, okay.
And you're all what, vegetarian, so really.
I eat the room service.
You eat the room service.
What is greater than you're sitting on a couch going through just dumb TV channels, the knock at the door, they bring it to you, then you call and go, can you come get this? And they take it away.
I'm telling you, come get it, just shove it outside and shut the door.
But you do that anyway.
You'll bring anything
with your own stuff. You can do that.
I guess, but it's just like, I love it.
Well, if you want anyone to leave your room, you can do that as well. Just say, can you come and get this?
It's funny.
Someone annoying me.
But talking about the original shirt, I started wearing the original shorts again, and Sir Isaac Newton was right. And I'm not talking about apples.
Yeah, yeah.
And he didn't wash them.
No, absolutely. You know, since the 80s.
They're not like your shirt. They don't have holes in them.
I think that those apples have gone bad.
You had to put a new liner in there.
Yeah,
things,
absolutely.
Oh, no.
No.
You've got to stay
no liner. True to
original.
Form.
Right?
So when they asked you to do this, just play the album all the way through, and they were going to record it and video it.
Yeah.
And so now it's going to be in theaters. They can watch this whole performance from beginning to end in movie theaters. I see that all the time when they're doing the trailers for movies, like you know, this concert coming up. And
you feel like you're there.
Yeah, and it's through Fathom Events? Fathom Events? And and this is going to be in theaters when? Is it coming out now or right now? Or?
Yeah, the 2nd and the 8th of October.
Okay, so it's like, what, next week?
Mm-hmm.
Next weekend.
Is it the whole 3D thing too? Do you do 3D?
No.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's 3D, but they. 3D it's like IMAX. It's almost too big.
But Rick's going to
sit in front and throw drumsticks at people and just tell them it's 3D.
I know, right?
It's crazy. It's like we're there.
My God. A stick in the eye.
It was so cool. And obviously, you know, when you go to a show, you know, people throwing up on you, there's beer and all this stuff. And so it's great going to a movie theater and actually seeing it like that. And the sound is spectacular. We actually saw it. You know, they put I went down to Orange. They opened up a movie theater down there because I live in Orange County.
Okay.
And it was killer. I really loved it. It really came over amazing.
Different perspective, I would imagine.
Totally, because I've never seen this. You know, it's facing that way.
So it was a private screening for you guys, or did you, like, sit there with the crowd?
No, he got a private screening. Oh. We didn't.
Are you planning on going?
We're just the backing band.
Are you planning on going and sitting with just a crowd and not say, I mean, not proclaim you guys are there and just kind of sit and hang?
Have you seen it yet?
Honestly, I've only seen it on my laptop. I haven't actually seen. I haven't seen it in the movie.
I haven't seen it.
No,
it's great, guys.
that's what Joe said as well. He says it's fantastic. Oh, you know.
You'd think he'd get a private screening.
Maybe he's waiting on the Blu-ray to come out. He's a homebody. He wants to stay at home and watch it on Blu-ray. But actually, it is coming out October 22nd. But yeah, the experience of going and seeing it in a full theater would be awesome. Are you guys, I mean, you're coming off a tour because we talked to you last about Santa Barbara. Is there going to be a tour coming up anytime soon?
I can't play guitar for...
what the hell happened to you?
My tendon slipped off the bone.
Oh, good
I know.
Grief.
So, and we actually struggled through the...
Too many widdly bits.
For I know. Just shredding too much.
Widdly. No, you passed out the hot tub, didn't you?
That's what I was saying. Is it at least in a cool way that your tendon slipped off your bone, or was
it... No, I was getting in a boxing ring, but it wasn't that. It was actually... putting my fist on the floor just to get up.
Push yourself up.
And it just went, it squelched. It actually didn't even hurt. And then it was like...
I think a better story would be if you're rubbing one out.
Fantastic.
Bigger.
Now you're talking.
Okay, that was it. But that was this hand, so, you know.
Phil was almost there, and then...
Oh.
And then the tendon slipped off the bone.
Phil was speed wanking.
You know what I mean.
No, we were going to talk about these ways people have injured themselves, like the most stupid ways people have injured themselves. You were getting into a boxing ring. You didn't hit anybody. You just put your hand on the ground.
To push up.
I knew a guy who they were playing Nintendo Wii, and that's the bowling game, and tore his ACL, just basically fake bowling in his living room.
Really?
Oh. Just going through the motions and pop.
Had he's got to tell ACL another story.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Stupid ways you've injured yourself.
Well, apparently, I mean, because I'd never even heard of this, but apparently it's called boxer's knuckle, and some boxers get them if they hit something wrong, but this wasn't the case. But some people, I heard someone putting their shoe on, pulling the boots on, popped it out just like that. So we're quite fragile.
How do you call boxer's knuckle? True love.
Yeah, there you go.
Boxer's knuckle.
Did you get the boxer's knuckle last night? That should be like a phrase in the lesbian world.
Right? It is now.
She got the new boxer's knuckle. I'm using it. Well, you always think the human body is like spectacular. We bounce back. Crazy things happen to us. But you're right. We are pretty fragile.
Yeah. At the wrong angle.
Yeah, at the wrong angle. We're fragile.
Fantastic. Actually, when kids ask me what happened, where's your arm? Mm-hmm. I'll say these days, I'll go... Car accident doesn't sound very spectacular.
Yeah.
Shark attack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Works every time.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Works every time.
You should look at them and go, what do you mean?
I know, really.
I go, oh, my God!
Where did it go?
I just had it in a car.
Where did I leave that thing?
Kids are freaking out. You mean they can just fall off?
I know.
Hanging out with Rick Allen, Vivian Campbell, and Phil Collin from Def Leppard. We're going to take a break and come back and find out how each one of these guys lost their virginity. That's when we come back. Wow. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.